Hello, everyone. Welcome. It is the Full Press NFL Podcast, and we are getting closer and closer to NFL free agency, the offseason, the technical new league year. One of the biggest storylines, John, and that might have been the giveaway, having you on this episode, is that Aaron Rodgers' future is very much still up in question. And over the last week and a half or so, we've gotten two very, very different reports about the state of Aaron Rodgers and this Packers franchise and their relationship together. So for those who haven't heard, the first one that came out was not good. It was painting a picture of frustration and just essentially just having, you know, reached a limit on behalf of the Packers, and, you know, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, and that they just want to see him go and they're ready for the Jordan Love era, yada, yada, yada. Couple days ago, we get the exact opposite report. So, John, what does your gut tell you? Where do you think the Packers are right now with Aaron Rodgers? Because I don't think the original report was, that seemed a little too scathing to be 100% accurate. Maybe there is some truth to them wanting to go to Jordan Love or see what they have in Jordan Love and just kind of say, you know what, we're ready to move on. I don't know if there's this hate from across ownership to general management to the coaching, as the report said. So, John, what is your instinct tell you in this?
Well, the report where it said that the organization was disgusted with Aaron Rodgers came from Bob McGinn, who's covered the team for like 3-4 decades. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's older than I am, and he's not really a hot take artist, so you would think that that came from pretty good sources. My only concern would be, why would the Packers want that out there, to have that they're disgusted with him? Because that's going to lower his value if they're in fact going to trade him. And we know that if they trade him, they want to trade him to the AFC, so now you've cut the league in half in terms of potential suitors for Aaron Rodgers, and then the fact that half the teams in the AFC already have damn good quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to trade him to Kansas City, Cincinnati, Buffalo, the Chargers, or Jacksonville, Cleveland, or Denver, because those teams have elite quarterbacks or quarterbacks with really demanding contracts. So now you're down to, like, only a few suitors. So I don't know if the team would want to get that out so much. I think, to be honest with you, that they've probably had enough of him at this point. You put up with him, and it's similar to what happened with Brett Favre, you know, a decade and a half ago. You put up with him because you're going to the conference championship game. He's winning an MVP or multiple MVPs over the last couple of years. But when you're 8-9 and he's pretty much a no-show in the second half against Detroit in a win or get in type game, then you're probably like, why do we have to put up with this? And I think they feel better about Jordan Love now than they have in the previous 2 years, because at times last year he played some and looked pretty good. So I kind of buy in that they're going to look to trade him if he's going to go along with it. He's the kind of guy, if he doesn't want to go elsewhere, he'll retire. And now you're, you know, doing whatever. Although I think he's going to play next year because there's a lot of millions of dollars at stake there. So I would probably lean more to that the organization is probably looking to move on. I don't know if they're disgusted with him. That's a pretty strong word to use, isn't it? I mean, unhappy is one word. Disgusted is like,
well, that's why this seems different, you know, because you already said it's coming from a, you know, this isn't coming from Barstool Sports or, you know what I mean, some, you know, 50-50 credibility. No, like you said, this is coming from a guy who's covered the team for a while. So, and, you know, look, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to retire either. And this obviously wouldn't be the only reason, but, you know, look, I don't think he wants to share the stage with Tom Brady when he retires and goes into the Hall of Fame. And that's that's exactly what he would do. And he would basically be a backdrop, because we know that that Hall of Fame induction 5 years from now, it's going to be about Tom Brady. There's going to be some good players there. I mean, J.J. Watt's probably going to be there, or very close. Maybe he'll be in the mix. I don't know who's going to be kind of in the discussion over the next few years. So we'll see about that. But I don't think he wants to share that stage in particular. But going back to what you said, I don't think the Packers, I don't know who put this information out. It doesn't seem to, like you say, really benefit the Packers, especially if they do want to move them. But it makes the second report seem more like damage control. so to speak, mm-hmm. because that's exactly what it is. Oh, no, no, we want Aaron Rodgers back. You know, if he wants to come back, we really want him, yada, yada, yada. I was on the fence a little bit when we started this discussion, and I kind of feel like the original report, I think, I'm not saying it's entirely 100% true. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I think that's a little bit more the direction of what the reality of the situation is. I think the Packers, and again, maybe they're not disgusted by him, but maybe they're just ready to move on, you know? Mm-hmm. They're going to have to do it at some point. And, you know, coming off a season in which, you know, really, there was no hope from a very early point in the season. I know the winning streak and, you know, at the end of the season, there was, like, some chance that they could get in. But, you know, the reality of it, John, is their season ended in October. And I think it makes it a little bit easier for management to say, well, maybe it's time to move on from this 39-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, and see what you can get in return. Now, that's going to be something that people will discuss. You know, you hear multiple first-round picks. I think that's going to be difficult to get from teams only because he's going to be 40 in December. He's coming off a down year. There's a lot of money owed to him. So,
and there are a few quarterbacks on the market. Obviously not to Rodgers' ilk, but, you know, when it comes to, like, I would say there's going to be teams that are desperate. Like, the Jets should be desperate to get a quarterback. But if you're looking at, say, you know, a multi-first-round pick trade and you know, and other things for Aaron Rodgers, or maybe you rather just sign Jimmy Garoppolo for free. You know what I mean? Like, there are options, and it doesn't mean that Jimmy's the same quarterback, and by no means does it mean this. Excuse me. He's the same quarterback as Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, when you have, obviously, to make the trade and deal with the money, that could cause you to pause a little bit. I think there's going to be enough demand out there that the Packers, if they do end up trading him, are going to get a decent package in return because, you know, let's face it. I mean, we sit here and we'll knock, you know, Aaron Rodgers, or I will, for, you know, not winning a Super Bowl for a while. But, you know, he's going to be an upgrade over a lot of teams' quarterback situations right now, and perhaps there's that perfect situation for him out there, and it could be on a team like maybe the Jets or maybe San Francisco or whatever, you know, who knows. Maybe San Francisco decides mm-hmm. to hop in because I believe, you know, Brock Purdy still hasn't had his surgery. So, I do think ultimately the first report is probably a little bit closer to reality. Perhaps maybe it goes a little bit overboard in the way it describes the relationship, but I think both parties are ready to move on.
Yeah, and I think they should, right? Because you got Jordan Love, who'll be going into his fourth year. You've got to see if this guy can play. I think they have a good roster in Green Bay, so they can look at it as if we can just bring this quarterback along, that we can be good going forward. That's the way they kind of always run things there, although they have been held hostage somewhat to two great quarterbacks in Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers over the last 30 years. And again, they've each won one Super Bowl, which to me is underachieving. Both quarterbacks are better than that. They should have won multiple Super Bowls, but they haven't. But looking at this, Ian, I would think 40% of the league will have new starting quarterbacks next year, right? Whether it's the Jets, the Raiders, the entire NFC South, San Francisco. I mean, there's going to be a lot of movement among quarterbacks. He brought up Jimmy G and future Hall of Famer Derek Carr, according to Diane Rossini, that the Jets pretty much told him, if you come here and win a Super Bowl, you'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer, which is kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you. But, you know, they're doing the sell job. Good for them. But, yeah, you've got Baker Mayfield may move. Again, even lesser in terms of talent, like Andy Dalton. Where's Ryan Tannehill going to be? And then you probably have three or four quarterbacks come out of the draft that might start right away. So you're going to see a lot of movement among the quarterbacks. And that doesn't even mention who I think would be the prize of everything, would be Lamar Jackson, only because of his age.
Yeah.
If you're going to give up two first-round picks and commit to a lot of money, aren't you better off going with Lamar Jackson, although he's been injury-prone the last few years, than, say, Aaron Rodgers because of the age?
Yeah, but that might be enough to kind of cancel those two things out, because obviously, mm-hmm. you know, Lamar Jackson's younger, there's potential you have him for longer. But Aaron Rodgers, although he's, every so often has to deal with injuries, he's been relatively healthy for a majority of his career. And certainly, again, you're not no one's sitting there wondering if Aaron Rodgers is going to stay healthy. Doesn't mean that he can't get injured or he hasn't been injured before, but, you know, Lamar Jackson, I don't think he's... It's been, what, three seasons in a row now that he hasn't finished? Or has been incredibly limited going down the stretch, so...
The last 2 years, he played 12 games, so he missed five each of the last 2 years, and then he got hurt in the playoff game against Buffalo.
Right, right.
Again, the way he plays, he's more susceptible to, like, knees and ankle injuries, which are more debilitating. Say whatever you want about Aaron Rodgers. He plays through these things. He's kind of like Tom Brady in that, you know, he played last year with a banged-up thumb and some ribs that were cracked, and everyone was saying, well, just sit out the rest of the season. He goes, I'm not going to miss a game until we're eliminated, and they weren't eliminated until week 18. So he'll play through that. You know, I know the comparison is always there with Kyrie Irving. You know, he's kind of like football's Kyrie Irving, but Kyrie Irving misses a ton of games. Rodgers has been durable. He's missed time twice because of broken collarbones. It's kind of tough to play with those. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you can count on him. With Lamar has missed again 10 games over the last 2 years. And last year, there were kind of some questions. Could have he come back? Was he just doing this as a protest because of the contract situation in Baltimore? Look, I think if you're ready to maybe win a Super Bowl, if you look at the Jets defense and some of the pieces of offense, Rodgers for the short term would be a better choice. You know, I think he can give you two really good years and make you an instant contender. Lamar Jackson, I think, would give you a longer runway, obviously, because of the age difference. But the Jets, who, you know, I think Woody Johnson wants to be relevant again, or for the first time in over a decade, you jump in and go get one of these two elite quarterbacks. I don't know if Derek Carr moves the needle quite enough, but again, that would be an upgrade over Zach Wilson. But then again, you know, David Carr would be an upgrade over Zach Wilson.
Current David Carr, not even David Carr from 20 years ago. No, the full of himself guy with the huge head on television, that Derek Carr, or David Carr.
Well, he's a good-looking dude, that David Carr. I mean, if I look like that, I'd be full of myself.
Yeah, well, I mean...
He translates to TV really well.
Yeah, but the only problem is the Carrs tend to think they're like the first family of football, so...
Come on. They're not quite the Mannings, right? Quite the Mannings.
They want to be, though. They feel like they want to be. So, all right, that's going to do it for us here on this episode of the Full Press NFL Podcast. We're going to leave you on that little note thinking about the Cars as the dollar store Mannings. How about that? I wonder if David's listening. If he is, get at me. At IGLEN31 on Twitter. Ooh. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers. Reach out to my guy, John Sapp, at JohnSapp25. He's done a lot of work supporting you over the years, so I know you appreciate it deep down somewhere. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.